Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. I am Dawn Reese, your host. If you're wondering what my show is all about, it's helping you get connected in show business with celebrity interviews. We have film directors, producers, agents, casting directors, new talent. And today we have some special VIP guests in the house we're going to be going to in just a second. Keep tuned. About 6:30, B.B. King's daughter, Rita King, is calling in. And guess what? At the 7 o'clock hour, we have Christopher King, and he is B.B. King's grandson. He's a motivational speaker. And we're super excited, plus other popping guests, the Deal Maker, and the ladies that also have the Condo Cops TV show on the 7 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. In the meantime, I want to welcome our guest here and say hello to the world. You're actually on TAN Talk, you know, 106.1 FM and four other stations. And welcome. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Sandy from Curves of Clearwater.
Okay, and also...
Yeah, my name's Mike from Clearwater Curves as well, too, and we are the newest owners of the Curves in Clearwater, Florida. We're having a blast helping people get healthy and helping women get empowered.
That's right. So, you know, Yvonne, and you're a health guru as well. You're into cleansing, and you've got a personal trainer and all that great stuff. In the meantime, I know Peter can probably play their commercial that they just cut. We're ready.
We're ready to go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Are you interested in losing weight or just staying healthy? Curves can help you do both. Everyone knows about the great cutting-edge benefits of Curves' 30-minute complete body workout that's fun, fast, and safe. But many are not aware that Curves Complete has a weight loss. It's coaching with our Cleveland Clinic certified coaches. They train and motivate you for fast and lasting results. Everyone knows that we all do better by having a coach. Customizable meal plans, one-on-one coaching, and support. It's so much better than a typical gym. Get ready to lose inches, gain friendships, and get more out of life with the Curves Complete Plan. Get started today with our 50% off enrollment special by calling Curves of Clearwater. We're located on Belcher and Nursery, right next to Big Lots, 727-536-6910. Again, that's 727-536-6910. Do it now for the summer.
And we're back. That kind of sums it up. But we have them here at the radio station. You can see us live on the worldwide internet. And both of you, you know, I got to tell you, I have a treadmill in my house. It's between the two couches, which is great. I've got the, you know, Tony Gazelle. I've got a condo workout, you know, area, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And sometimes you just need somebody like my mother used to do. We'd motivate each other. And you got to have a motivator, a coach. And so one day I'm sitting on the couch and all of a sudden I just grabbed, you know, the little bag of Lay's potato chips. And I went, oh, are you sinking that low? I am not. It was like extra stuff from our you know, our sailboat. And I'm like, okay, I'm putting that away. And then I thought to myself, it was Good Friday.
Oh,
and
not recently.
Just went, yes, just recently. Just recently.
Okay.
And I'd always go past over at Big Lots because I'm always in there. And I see these ladies walking out. And they're so confident and they're so happy. And I thought, you know, if these ladies can take 30 minutes out of their day,
okay,
which I do when I'm walking and watching my TV, you know, I watch, you know, Netflix and I do all this stuff, mm-hmm, which is great for my Fitbit, exactly, as Sandy had told me. And Sandy is the coach and trainer and owners with her husband as well. But you had told me, Sandy, you said, try to do 10,000 steps. So the last couple days, I've had my Fitbit, and of course, I've got about 8,000, 9,000. It's about 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, Sandy said.
Yes.
And you know, I'll tell you, I jumped on my treadmill, and I was watching whatever shows, and I'm like, okay, that's a good feeling. Right. And Sandy, I just want to congratulate you for everything you're doing for the ladies, because not just because you're from the Midwest, and I love you for that, because I'm a Midwest gal by
heart. I'm from the North.
Well, you're from Michigan. Mm-hmm. I'm from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. I'm from New York.
Yeah, exactly.
We never would have guessed that.
No. So, and tell us, you know, what I like about your husband. You're also, tell everybody again your name.
Mike and Sandy, Michael Burr, and I retired as a chiropractor and as a wellness provider. We were doing a lot of weight loss for people. Mm-hmm. And our missing link was the fitness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we were teaching people how to do fitness at home with their different tools and stuff, but we found that people were not doing it as well as they should. So what we wanted to do is bring the fitness and bring the people to the fitness, right?
Well, I have a question for you. There's so many clubs out there. What would make Curves different from any other club that's out there?
Well, there's a lot of things. With Curves, mm-hmm. it is designed for women, but you get a complete body workout in 30 minutes.
You know, I didn't know it was only designed for women. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, so women feel comfortable going there, right? Mm-hmm. And when they have a lot of fun with the music and we create a safe environment for mm-hmm. them, they enjoy it. When you enjoy it, you want to come back. And you want to come back because also you have coaching.
Right.
In other places, you have to pay a lot of money for the extra coaching, mm-hmm. where we include that.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't show up for their workouts in a week's time, we give them a call and let them know and want to check on them, make sure they're okay. Mm-hmm. Other gyms, they don't call you if you don't show up.
I hear you.
Yeah. So we want to support people. We want them to follow through
and
get the results.
Them to come and work out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's very important.
It is.
Because like you said about the weight loss, because obesity is out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what
even
I like,
for children, even little children.
They were talking about that. You came up with an idea that you want to Skype with some people around the world, because not just in Clearwater and the pageant world. I'm in so many beauty pageants that I judge and we judge as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get fit and they want, you know, I sat with you today on nutrition. And it was interesting because when you said something's broken in there, you know, there's something that is not fixing up. Why are you at a plateau? Why are you still, that you do. And eating healthier and choices, of course, you know. But that really sparked my interest of what you know your stuff. You're a chiropractor as well.
Yes.
So you can also do a Skype workshop with somebody worldwide.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I do coaching now with people all around the country. And a lot of the people can get help fixing their metabolism by doing self-help type things. So if we can guide them what to do to help their metabolism and change their behaviors, those are only two things that cause weight problems.
And what about the diet, their diet? Isn't that an important factor in weight loss and almost everything?
It is, yeah. For overall wellness and health, you got to look at your diet.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with dieting for people, though, is they do it on a restriction mentality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cut out this, I'm going to restrict my calories, mm-hmm. and they're not going to do that long term.
No, they're
not. So we have to find a strategy to get their metabolism working for them and create a lifestyle and a behavior pattern that they can grow into and live with the rest of their life and be excited about it.
Yeah.
And that's what's exciting also, too. You know, we work with a lot of models and actors and singers from all over, and people are getting connected. And I want to tell you, Yvonne, they come here, they get on camera, and they say, oh, my God, I saw myself, and I'm just not happy.
Yes.
And for show business arena, not just everybody needs this for lifestyle, but all of the people that we've had at auditions, this is something that they can do and get into the mode of, you know, working out. And I've seen my friends go to different places, and they'll go once or twice a week.
Yes.
And now they're like, Dawn, what are you doing? And you're actually, Sandy, I'm getting up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Even
though
my name is Dawn, it is now confirming that my name is Dawn.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
and, you know, I also heard that to say that you're an all-around person, not a morning person or an evening person.
Mm-hmm.
You're an all-around person.
Right.
Because once you say, oh, I'm not a morning person, then you're not going to get up in the morning.
Right.
Yep.
It's true. And I want you to stay here because we have some good news. We have a gentleman from New York, mm-hmm. and I'm super excited that he's calling us. And Ed, welcome to our show, Hollywood Connections, your health and fitness part of my show. How are you this evening?
Dawn, absolutely terrific, and we are so looking forward to having your show join our national network of radio.
We are super stoked about
it. We're so happy about it, too.
My Yvonne, beautiful co-host, is my Florida diva. Yvonne, say hello to Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, Yvonne. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Well, we are so looking forward to your show. Mm-hmm. As I was telling Dawn earlier, You know, our network is really all about individuals and kind of breaking away from the traditional, what people expect to hear in talk radio. Mm-hmm. And we think that your show fits in so perfectly because there's just so many cookie cutter style shows out there. I wanted a show that had strong personality mm-hmm. and a show that was really interested in helping the listeners,
yes.
not just shocking them with a lot of information and going away, but giving them something from the show. And I think you guys do that beautifully.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know we've been working really hard,
yes.
you know, and I help with the station. I help bring other shows to the station. I'm out there doing promotion for the station.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, how many stations are we going to be on?
We're on 42 radio stations coast to coast.
Oh, beautiful.
And I think we start tomorrow. I think we're all confirmed, right, at 6 p.m.?
Yes, we do. And I'll tell you.
I'm so excited.
Our stations yeah. are very geared to not be mainstream, but to be people-oriented, and radio shows that care have a very big place on StarCom Radio Network. And I think you guys fit into that really, really well.
Wow. Now, I know Peter Blake, my producer, is here. He has a sports show, and I've been bragging about you, and I know he's got a show on Saturdays, just like I've been telling everybody else to call you as well, Ed, mm-hmm. today. And Peter, you need to hook up with Ed, and, you know, have you been hearing what's going on?
Sounds good. I'm trying to figure this out here. How many stations are you going to be connected to now? This is a great opportunity. Go ahead and tell me about it.
These are independently owned and operated stations. All of the people on our network that own and operate these stations are previously from mainstream, whether it's Clear Channel or Cumulus, over the years, and they felt that they were losing some of their specialness, and we think that that's what makes StarCom special, that we have people who care that much about a real, genuine, authentic connection with listeners, and we do it town by town, from place to place, all across the country. Very exciting in the face of what's happened to radio over the last 10 years. You know, it used to always be like this. You had your
yes.
local station. You could depend on them. They were there for you. And, of course, TAN Talk is like that. But so many of the big markets now have become corporate radio. And that leaves the listeners feeling, you know, maybe not as cared about as they used to be. And StarCom, along with TAN Talk and other great independent operations, are bringing this back. So we think there's a renaissance right now in AM, FM, on-air broadcasting.
Oh, I agree. I was just telling somebody yeah. the other day that he wants a show. I said, you have the voice of like that old-time radio that mm-hmm. I miss when you're driving in the car and you hear the story. So we're going to...
Oh, like me? Because I'll be 82 this year.
You don't look like it.
And I could only remember... I can remember when there was only radio.
Right.
That you was the main thing in our life was our radio.
You know, and also, too, as I want to say to our listeners, and hand me that toothpaste here. We help, you know, a lot of people that help me with my show. We have a toothpaste that's out that's selling like crazy. You know, I sold 250 bottles last week, and it's a whitening toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
Which helps support our show. You know, and we have other people like at theaquavault.com, which I want to hook you up as well, Ed. I think you'd be great in New York with this. And if you go to the beach or you go to the zoo or you go someplace and you're putting the Aquavault, and I'll show everybody here shortly, and it's a lock that you can put on the back of your chair if you're at a lazy river,
mm-hmm.
and you have your cell phones that are $700, you know, that you are, they're safe in the back mm-hmm. of this, you know, locked
yeah.
little Aquavault.
Yes.
So we're excited with the opportunities that are coming our way for Hollywood Connections. And the Connections, Ed, you know, I know you are waiting to ask a question.
Well, I'll just tell you this. If you want a sports talk show that thinks outside of the box, just think of it this way. It's the evolution of sports talk radio on Saturday afternoons. We give their fans their own walk-up music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. It's called the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons on this radio station from 3 to 5. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense.
I think he just auditioned for you, Ed.
I love it. That sounds like what we do.
Yes.
That's the passion comes first. The connection, the authenticity is what we look for in all of our shows. And I think we found another one thanks to you, Dawn.
Oh, and there's more. There's more. People are asking me, what's going on? You know, and I, you know, I'm like, okay, Ed, you're just going to get bombarded with phone calls this week.
Terrific.
Awesome. Well, Ed, now you have a show. That's also out there. Tell us about your show, where people can tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can go to our website, starcomradionetwork.com, and you'll see a list of the stations. So when you're in that area, you can listen on air. And then, of course, like everybody today, we have to stream on a website for the people that are not within listening area, and they can get the show again at starcomradionetwork.com. Now, my show has been around since 1975. Oh, I first went on the air when Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, and I haven't looked back since, okay? That's what I do. I do current events. I do interviews. Celebrities, over the years, we've had a lot of people on the program. We have two ex-presidents who have joined us. We had George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan back in the day. We didn't do so well in the last cycle chasing down Donald Trump, but we haven't given up on him either.
There you go. It is going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Current events. And then the other thing we do is we do a lot of pop culture. Over the years, we've had Eric Clapton on the show. We've had members of many, many household name bands, too many. Dave Grohl has did the show way back when the Foo Fighters were a new band. So we do pop culture, we do current events. But again, the focal point of all of this is the connection with the listener. We don't do anything generic. Everything that we do is specific, heartfelt, passionate, and we do have a certain vibe of positivity, where we try not to be down on everything. We look for what's really good in stuff, and we try to use that as a connection for the audience. Very, very well received.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful. Yes, it is.
Wow. So, you know, we're super excited, and it will air tomorrow at 6 p.m., right?
6 p.m. Eastern every Thursday on Starcom Radio Network. We are so looking forward to it, Dawn. I want to thank you for having me on today, but I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Well, I guess I'll hear myself on the show.
Yes, you will.
We will. And we'll be taking the best of the best of the shows. Of course, they're all so good. And,
yes,
you know, we have the Condo Cops TV show in here today, and they wrote a script. We've got the Deal Maker on, and which is great. And Ed, if you ever looking for to invest in a movie or need financing for anything for deals and movies and, you know, commercials or, you know, properties or something, we've got the Deal Maker that's coming on in just a second from Las Vegas, Nevada. So
awesome.
We're excited.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to put the phone down and put my ear to the show. I'll be listening today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. That's what we want to do. We want to get out there. We've got also, we want to come back in just a second with Adrian, the deal maker in Las Vegas, but I want to come back to the Curves coach and, you know, and you tell everybody again, we're coming back. People are driving home and introduce yourself again.
Hi, I'm Sandy from the Curves in Clearwater, right on Belcher and Nursery.
Right. And our lovely husband?
I'm Mike.
That's right. And Mike is a nutritionist. You know, he's also
chiropractor.
And they're helping me as well, you know, because not just because of summertime or anything. I want the healthy lifestyle.
You know. People are living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I frequent nursing homes.
You do?
And I see people that are much younger than me, and they're in bad shape. So they should get into, right now, while you're healthy, don't wait until you get, you know, something happens to you.
Right.
When you're halfway healthy, get your foot in the door at Curves.
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
We like to promote a 100-year lifestyle is what we call it, just in case we live that long, right?
Yes.
So we
I'm almost
plan.
I'm almost
I know.
Yeah.
So,
right.
We have even people coming in, driving to our Curves that are in their 90s and working
out. I see that. Yeah. And they're
That's
so
beautiful.
It
adorable.
Is. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Yes. Yeah.
What I also like, too, is the circuit. When I'm on the circuit training, right, and then you have to stop and you're getting your heart rate up and you have the video on the TV and you say, if you don't want to do this, you can watch her. Or, you know, the video.
Let him tell us about the circuit, because I was what is that, the circuit?
Yeah, the circuit, you go around twice, so you get a complete upper body and lower body workout and a cardio workout all done in about 20-some minutes. Then at the end of that, you go and do the stretching station, so every muscle you just exercised, you now you stretch out, which increases your strength benefits by 19%, plus it increases your flexibility and prevents injuries and soreness. 30 minutes, you're in and out. Every woman that leaves feels invigorated mentally and physically. They love coming in there from that part of it. It's a very unique niche because there's music playing and it's all female driven and they're all like, when I walk through there, they point at me and say all kinds of crazy things about me.
Isn't it important to keep your core strong?
It is.
Absolutely. We want to do the whole body, though. And a lot of women, what they forget to do is their upper body. Okay. If they're doing anything, they're doing walking or classes or dancing, and they forget their upper body strength. And actually, women become disabled because they're not exercising their upper body. They fall later in life they can't even get themselves up. They have to go to a nursing home. So
yes.
We like to say no to strokes and say no to heart attacks. We also say no to nursing homes and stuff, or at least prevent that till we're 100 years old.
That's amazing. Also, too, is, you know, they have vitamins that I'm on that I truly, it does help. Mm-hmm. And the vitamin supplements that you have are amazing. So tell us about that as well.
Well, of course,
and more.
Yeah, we believe in eating healthy foods, and that's where we want to focus our attention to. But the word supplement is a supplement to a healthy diet,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we're not about restricting dieting. We're talking about abundance of healthy foods, but also supplementing with some certain key nutrients that are needed, even if you're eating a healthy diet.
Like omega-3.
Yeah, that's one of them, man, because mm-hmm. we want to keep inflammation down the body and balance the chemistry of the body, because the body is just a big chemistry beaker. So the more we balance that properly, the better the outcome.
And magnesium. I hear is very that we need to have that. They say a lot of people don't have enough magnesium in their bodies.
Well, it's so complex because if you look at all the different nutrients out there, minerals and vitamins, it gets a little confusing. So
yes.
We go back to the core philosophy of allowing the body to give it everything you got, take away interference, and let the body do miracles. And that's what's fun about that, because you can kind of drive yourself crazy looking at individual supplements and different things. So we have built a good foundation for people with a healthy eating plan, some foundational supplements, and most people that works quite well for. Now, if somebody has some individual needs, we'll recommend certain specific doctors along those lines to get that specific help. But most people, we can help them with those foundational eating habits and supplements.
I like what you said about the body being a miracle, because it was built that way.
Right, right. Yes, we have to exercise it.
Yes, and you would be surprised what you can really, how you can come back. Your body will help you come back if you have all the things that you guys put in place.
That's right.
That's why I wanted to bring him here, Yvonne, because even not just the show business arena and healthy lifestyle, let people remember, because my mother always said, it'll catch up with you.
Oh, yeah.
And
it does.
It does.
And she would say, put your tennis shoes on in the morning and you'll want to work out. And that's always been, you know, my motto as well. You know, and here's a funny story, you guys. Real quick, I was with Encounters with the Dolphins in Clearwater Beach. And I'm excited because the other Ed, I've got a bunch of Eds that I'm working with. And the other Ed over there, he is just amazing. And he has something where you can go out and see dolphins. And they're really close to the boat. And call the number 727-466-0375. I make sure that number is correct here. And you can go to encounterwiththedolphins.com if you're wondering what to do. Again, 727-466-0375. Now, real quick, we have a sailboat. So, you know, of course, I want my captain's license with my husband. And I want to do some fun things. So, in May, I went over for a training part. And this is also why I came to you both at Curves. So, I had to go on this real fun tropical boat. There's about 36 people. And I have to take them to Shell Island. So I get out there, then I have to push the boat kind of back off with my behind, you know, and then I have to jump up on it because it's pretty high in the air. Well, of course, I have 30 something people on the boat, and then I couldn't jump up. And I tried to jump up again. And I was like, okay, and I Miss Kangaroo here needs some work.
Right.
So not even that. Then I had to pull the ladder up. The ladder isn't just like our ladder on our sailboat. It's a ladder. So I had to pull it up. And the arm strengthening that I'm working with you, Sandy, I'm going to come back in May, and I'm going to be a piece of cake.
Right, exactly. That's what we're aiming for sure.
You know what? I'm from New York, and there's a subway in New York. And because I drive all the time, my girlfriend, she's the same age as I, she could run down the steps, and the subway is coming. She's holding the door for me. I said, I got to do something about this. So I came back, and that's when I got my trainer. And now I can run down there and keep up with her.
Well, good. Right. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And that's what's important. Sometimes my mom always would tell me, because she's passed away, she said, Don, you know, there are some times that, you know, when you have backed yourself up against a wall and you say, I can't do this anymore, or she's not here to motivate each other, that's where in Sandy, and to me, I'm just amazed how you come in and you make sure you're doing the correct exercises and, you know, you're talking about nutrition and what you need to eat in your bodies. And I think that's amazing. Especially for all our Skype people that are out there that, you know, Mike, you can help them Skype-wise and give your phone number again where they can reach you.
Yeah, you can call the club at 727-536-6910 and just ask for Mike. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about how we can help you remotely. Of course, if you live in the area, we can help you face-to-face.
Now we're going to say, Mike, say with passion, because they really need to come there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Sure.
And what are your hours of operation?
We open at 7 in the morning, and we close at 6:30 p.m., and that's typical hours for
this gym. Oh, I have a question. Do you all have the silver sneaker there?
We do, yeah. So we anybody do. Has the insurance
yes,
coverage through Silver Sneakers.
Yes, man, I have that. The Silver. Yeah, I don't even use it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't even use it.
Yep, and with Silver Sneakers, your membership is covered with us at 100%.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. For the fitness, that's a great value, and they want people to be healthy, and that's
so
why.
So senior citizens, because I promote senior citizens, come to Curves.
That's right.
Which you can get your Silver Sneaker there.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of motivation. All my friends that are saying, Dawn, what are you doing different? You know, I do have energy, but I know I'm going to have a lot more energy
as well. Oh, my
well.
God.
So anyways, in the meantime, I want to thank you both. We're going to see you next week.
Yeah,
yep. They're going to be
good.
A part of the show calling in, giving a motivational, even if it's something about, you know, we're going to talk about why do you have back problems? Why does your knee hurt? Are you carrying extra weight? We're going to talk about that next week.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So sounds good.
Want to play their spot again?
What?
Want to play their spot again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that.
Here we go.
And we'll be right back with our VIP guest as well in the house. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Are you interested in losing weight or just staying healthy? Curves can help you do both. Everyone knows about the great cutting-edge benefits of Curves' 30-minute complete body workout that's fun, fast, and safe. But many are not aware that Curves Complete has a weight loss. It's coaching with our Cleveland Clinic certified coaches. They train and motivate you for fast and lasting results. Everyone knows that we all do better by having a coach. Customizable meal plans, one-on-one coaching, and support. It's so much better than a typical gym. Get ready to lose inches, gain friendships, and get more out of life with the Curves Complete Plan. Get started today with our 50% off enrollment special by calling Curves of Clearwater. We're located on Belcher and Nursery, right next to Big Lots, 727-536-6910. Again, that's 727-536-6910. Do it now for the summer.
Adrian and Rita King on the phone. We're going to go to them in just a minute. I know we're just running a little bit over. Ellen is calling from Wesley Chapel. She wants to talk about her major event coming up in October and to help support. Is she
we
there?
Lost her. No.
She's going to call back. She's like, I'm on hold. I said, be patient. So in the meantime, Ellen, we're waiting for your phone call to call back. And let's introduce Adrian in the meantime from Las Vegas, the deal maker, and Rita King. Welcome back.
How's it going? How's it going, Dawn?
I'm super fabulous. I've got my water time in. I got my workout with Curves coaches here.
Absolutely.
I'm good, Adrian. I'm good.
Well, I'm glad that you're good, and we're glad to be back.
I know. So introduce Rita King.
Okay, Rita King, she's the 13th daughter of legendary blues artist B.B. King. He's got 15 children. She's number 13. And she's written two books. We had her on last week. And her first book that she wrote was On the King with My Father, B.B. King, the King of the Blues.
That's
And her second book, which she's doing pre-sales on, right now, the name of that book is Messages from My Sister, God, Our Source and Supplier. And without further ado, here is the great Rita King.
Hello, Rita. Welcome back.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much. And Adrian, thank you so much for that fabulous introduction.
Oh, Rita. Absolutely. Rita, my co-host, I cannot wait to interview you. But before we do, we have your cousin, Christopher King, is on his way to the station for the 7 o'clock hour. I met him at the film festival.
That would be my nephew?
Yes, your nephew then, I guess, right, Christopher?
Yes,
that would be, wouldn't it? The family tree.
Yeah, he's the son of Riley King.
Yeah, he's a great motivational speaker. I met him on the red carpet at Sunscreen last year. We're going this year. But Rita, I want Yvonne Madison, my beautiful co-host, to interview you as well. And we have some other guests that would like to ask you some questions. Take
Hi,
it away,
Rita.
Okay, well, hello to you, Dawn, and hello, Yvonne.
Yes, I knew your father. I knew B.B. King.
You did?
Yes, I knew him. I'm 82 years old this year, and I knew him many, many years ago when I was dating somebody from Duke Ellington's orchestra by the name of Willie Cook. He was a trumpet player.
Oh. And so I was holding my breath because I was like, okay, she's going to tell me that she's one of my moms.
No, my friend Willie Cook, he used to play with B.B. King. He played with Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and he also played with B.B. King. And I used to come to the concerts, and, you know, that's how I got to meet your father.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
And so, also, we have some amazing guests. Okay, there are my coach is a workout guru here, and they're from Curves here in Florida, and he also does Skype and training, and we're talking about kids, you know, being overweight and everything. Mm-hmm. And you have a question for Rita King on the air from Curves. This is a Curves Moment interview.
Wow, yeah. Tell us some of your secrets, what you've been doing over the years to keep yourself vibrant and healthy, and we always like to hear other people's outside opinions, too.
There you go, Rita.
That's for you.
That was for you, Rita.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm lactose intolerant. So I have a difficulty time letting go of ice cream, milk, cheese, and those types of products. But thank goodness there's a lot of lactose-free items that I'm able to consume. And I do a lot of walking. I drink a lot of water. And I do exercise from time to time. My husband gets on me. He says that I'm the most laziest person there is. You know, he never knew of anyone who exercises in the bed.
In the bed?
Yes.
In the bed.
Can you explain that and still be civil?
Oh, my God.
What does that mean, Rita King?
Well, Rita,
I do a lot of stomach exercises and lifting up the pillow to do my arm weight.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, little things like that.
Well, Rita, I would like to ask you about this recent book that you wrote, the message from what? I didn't get the total topic.
The title of the book is called Messages from My Sister.
Okay.
God is our source and our supplier.
And what motivated you to write that book?
Ma'am?
I said, what motivated you to write that book?
My sister Sunshine, she passed away suddenly in 2005. And for over 10 years, I've been depressed and just having a really difficult time in letting go of her.
Mm-hmm.
During our growing up, we wrote a lot of letters to one another, just, you know, dealing with everyday life episodes. And so upon packing up her, because I lived in Virginia, and she lived here in Vegas. So I came to Vegas to take care of her financial matters and, you know, to put her mm-hmm. to rest. And in doing so, just came across a lot of the letters. that I had written to her. And I said, huh. So I sat down and I said, I just packed up everything. And then just one day I said, you know what? I will put this in a book for you, talking to my sister Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. And and then in the process, it was therapy for me. And at the completion of just putting it in a good place, I came into a good place of letting her go, handing her over to God. And so my book is to inspire other siblings, other family members, if you will, that it is okay to let go.
Yes.
They are, your sibling, your loved ones are in a better place. And what better is it to be there with our Heavenly Father?
Yes.
And so that's what I want to do.
Rita King?
Yes.
Rita, don't forget about that other amazing book, On the Road with My Father, B.B. King, the King of the Blues. Don't forget to talk about that book.
And that book was my, oh my gosh, that was my introduction to the world, of letting people see the fatherly side of the great B.B. King.
Yes.
These are photographs taken from my private collection over a span of 25 years of being out on the road with him. And in it, my son Gallagher Washington, he just grows up from 3 months to about 24 years old in the book. And it's just...
And we can get these books... are they on the market? Or how can we get the book?
On the Road with My Dad. On the Road with My Dad is on Amazon. And I'd like to say that Amazon released the paperback version the day of my father's passing, which was May 14, 2005. Then I got another blessing. Walmart picked it up, and Barnes & Noble also has it.
Oh, okay.
And,
what are these books called? How much are they, Rita?
The books.
How much are the books? How much do they cost?
On the Road with My Dad is on. It's $48, it was $58. It's now on sale for $51 on Amazon. Messages from My Sister, we're doing pre-orders. It's $15 plus shipping and handling. And what you can do is go to my website, and that's dreambiggerproductions.biz, and send me your information, and I will send you a money request through PayPal, and or you can send me a request through my email, which is WashingtonGR@yahoo.com. And Dawn has all that information there.
Perfect. Also, too, is, you know, I had an idea for anybody that buys Rita King's books.
Mm-hmm.
Rita, I want to make this out with you on the air. You can think about it, but I think it's a great idea. If they buy your book, maybe they can do a review with you and ask you some questions on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have you call back and promote your book that way, so they can, they're going to get an autographed book from you, but also maybe a personal online interview as well.
That's a good idea.
Okay, and another
That's
thing, too, is
idea.
That I'm, come on, Mom. My mom is just coming in the house. If I will provide a personal autograph, and then we have a special gift. I got a sponsor, 40 Days and 40 Nights. They are sponsoring me with a covered Bibles. So I will be issuing those out as well as the gift.
Wow. That's amazing. And Rita, I love that idea. And hold on, we've got our junior reporter. She is trying out. This is her second time. She'll know on Tuesday at our auditions with cvfproductions.com. And she does have a couple questions for you. She's been really excited. She's only here for a minute. And introduce yourself. Say, reporting for Hollywood Connections. Hold on. She's ready to go.
I'm Aaliyah. I'm 9. I'll be 10 next month. I'm trying to be a junior reporter for Dawn Reese here.
And what's your question for Rita King?
I have a couple of questions for you. I wanted to know,
okay,
What your favorite memory was being on the road with your dad as a kid?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question. Let's see. My favorite one is I was, Well, it was when I was a kid, so let me say that. But in 2007, I went to Portsmouth, Virginia with my dad. And I call myself a budding photographer, so. But I was my father's personal photographer.
Oh.
And while I was on stage, I was able to capture how mesmerized people were in the front row watching my father perform.
Yes.
And it was just. It was just so amazing because they were just mesmerized by him. Mm-hmm. And with me being on the stage with him, what he would do, he would walk up to me so that I could get a really great shot of him. So I have a lot of these pictures in my book, and they're just all so priceless. And, you know, a picture is 1,000 words.
Yes,
so.
It is.
And another time out on the road with, this was the last big out-of-the-country tour. This was the Australian tour, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And Adrian, I don't know if you know this, but Gene Anderson, Poo-Poo Man of Parliament Funkadelic.
Yes.
When we went to Australia, I'm getting in the elevator, and lo and behold, walk into my dad's dressing room, into my dad's room, and Poo-Poo Man is there having a conversation with my father, and you know, we both looked at each other, and it's like, what are you doing here? And my dad says, you know him? I said, yeah, we're great friends. He lives in Las Vegas as well.
Can I say, and people that are listening or tuning in for the first time, Gene Anderson, he's on my friends list on Facebook. He is with the Parliament Funkadelics.
Yes.
But also he's rocking Vegas with Pia Zadora right now, and we want to bring them here. But also Gene walked me down the aisle.
Yes, when you got married. Yes.
Yes, and he signed her marriage certificate. So yes. Thank you, Gene Anderson, and we love you. And also, also have a question for her again. She has another question.
I do.
Aaliyah, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to know if you had any kids yourself and if they were as musically inclined as your father.
Wow.
What was that a question? What was the question again, Leah?
If you have any kids yourself and if they are as musically inclined as your father.
Yes, I have a son. His name is Gallagher Washington, and Gallagher plays the guitar.
Oh.
Not as great as his grandfather, but he plays the guitar, and I used to play the piano.
Really? Does he play acoustic guitar or electric guitar?
Electric guitar.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have to get him on the air, too, Rita.
Oh, that's wonderful. Maybe one day he can be as great if he keeps up the work.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, Rita, we want to thank you. And we're going to help sell those books and have people. And then when they do, I know some of my Beauty Queen reporters, Laura, you need to buy the book. And then you can do a review on it and then talk to Rita live on the air. I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
That's an awesome idea, Dawn. And thank you very much for that. And I love you guys and look forward to coming back on the show.
That's right. We're going to play one of my favorite songs from your father that I cleaned my house, like I said, last week. And I still like this. And it's not because the thrill is there with my husband and I because we're married. But here is B.B. King's song, Rita King. This is a little dedication to your dad. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Adrian, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Okay, very good. And your reporter did a great job.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Someday the thrill is gone.
is gone away for good. Someday I know I'll be over it all, baby. Just like I know what a man should. You know I'm free, free now, baby. I'm free from your spell.
I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. We're back from HollywoodConnections.biz, take two. Yvonne Madison, my co-host, is
Hi.
Here. And also, is Ellen on the phone yet?
She is.
Ellen, thank you for your patience. I'm your flight attendant, Dawn Reese. We'll be right with you.
God. I'm like a flight attendant. Hello.
Oh, my past life days. And Ellen, we've got about 2 minutes to talk about your event and where to go and your website.
Okay, sure. Mads Fashion 2017 Fall Winter Collection will be held at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida on October the 28th. In the morning, we'll be doing the Miss Showbiz pageant, and we're currently seeking delegates for that at 11 a.m. We'll also have Brian David Robinson there the entire day and night. Kid Culinary Chef preparing healthy foods, and that is to raise awareness and support healthier choices for a hungry child. And if you wish to book a room, call the Flamingo Water Park Resort and book your room using the promo code St. Jude to reserve your room for just $55 a night, which includes water park passes.
I know, it's super exciting. They had so much fun. They know I'm a mermaid in the water, as I love the lazy river. And I'm going to be there interviewing all the kids and all the models. And you are just really kicking it out there, making that promotion huge for this event. And the showbiz titles, Ellen, we are branding a whole new set of reporters this next year. And we have rules.
I'm really excited about it.
I know. We have rules and regulations now that they have to follow by. And because we are now on 47 stations, you just heard.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we've really got to tighten up and come together as a team, because it's so important more now than ever, because you're just growing and growing, and we're all growing, and we want to grow together.
We agree. We miss you over at the station. There's so many interviews here. And if your daughter...
I know. Madeline misses you guys, too. So
I know.
We're going to have to pop in there next week.
Well, I'd like her to call back and interview Christopher King on the air. She has that chance because she is our reporter. He'll be here. He's in the station. And that is B.B. King's grandson.
Grandson,
and that's Rita King's nephew. We got that right.
Is he here now?
He is, but we're going to the top of the hour, and we want to thank you.
Okay.
Call back shortly. I'll pop a message. And I want to also...
Madeline call you back.
Perfect. Yep. Sounds good. And that's one of our Hollywood reporters that's going to call back.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ellen. Now, before we close the show, I just want to tell everybody, go to the aquavault.com. And, you know, I was at the Lazy River myself the other day, and I put my Aquavault, you know, on the chair, and I felt comfortable and it had a lock. Just go there and see, because I'll show it on the internet on the next hour. And we're excited. Also go to, you know, put in, but at the aquavault.com, put in, actually, the Hollywood code is Hollywood1. Okay, for the Aqua Vault.
Okay.
Now, also MyPillow.com, I'm going to show that in the next hour. That also helps my show. Put in the promo code BEACH, B-E-A-C-H. That helps support Hollywood Connections, because we pay for our own airtime. And Yvonne and I have been doing this almost 2 years now.
Going
and your support,
on to the second year.
Exactly. Your support is very helpful, and we really appreciate that. In the meantime, 5 minutes before we go, introduce yourself. We found you at the Food Festival and CVF Productions auditions. And tell everybody your name. Are you ready? You're on the air.
I reckon so. You want something fast or slow?
Well, we want something. Let's wake everybody up.
We got 3 minutes.
A song I recorded
3 minutes.
2001.
All right, you're on.
It's on tracks, but we'll play it by guitar tonight.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
It's called Redneck Thing. I didn't write it, but Jerry Abbott wrote it and wanted me to come in and do the song. It's called Redneck Thing.
Here we go.
I got a Cadillac hearse and an Oldsmobile up on boxes, ain't got no wheels, and thinking about swapping them both for Goodyear's fan. I got a Cadillac hearse and an Oldsmobile. It's up on blocks, it ain't I got no wheels. Been thinking about swapping a boat for a good used van, I already said that. I got a washer and a dryer, but they don't work. Out here in the front yard collecting dirt. Some folks find it hard to understand. It's a redneck thing. It's a redneck thing. Got a six-pack gun rack, cornbread, and pinto beans. This is 18. Watch the trucks on TV. Elvis was a king. It's a redneck thing. Step inside, ain't got no central air. It's a window fan. Yeah, the cats and dogs all over the place. Grace thing is a total disgrace. Some folks find it hard to understand. It's a redneck thing. It's a redneck thing. Like a six-pack gun rack, cornbread, and pinto beans.
Okay, it is amazing. While he's still singing, the next hour, we are going to be playing Steven Seagal's new song. He'll be on the show with us soon. We're excited. Come back in about 5 minutes.
It's a redneck thing.
We also have Christopher King in the house with us and other VIP guests. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Enjoy. We'll be back.
He said, son, there ain't much in this whole world. A duct tape won't fix. It's a redneck thing. It's a redneck thing. Like a six-pack gun rack, cornbread, and pinto bean. CCT. Lots of trucks on TV. Elvis was a king. It's a redneck thing. It's a redneck thing. It's a redneck thing.